Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to Mike Max, talk some sports here on WCCO. Twins lose to the Seattle Mariners last night in extra innings. A heck of an effort to come back, but all the errors in that last inning hurt. Seattle 9, Minnesota 6. He'll play today, 11:30 here on WCCO, 12:10 first pitch. Downtown Minneapolis, Blues won the cup over Boston 4-1. And the Liberty beat our Lynx last night, 75-69. Maxie, away we go. State High School Baseball Tournament, one of my favorite fields. The Mini Met in Jordan has the quarters Class A.
Oh, yeah. Mini Met, St. Cloud, Seabrook Field, CHS. How nice is that for wherever you, no matter what class you make it in. There's some great ballparks to play at, and CHS. They've done a wonderful job. You know, they culminate at Target Field, the final day kind of championship. It'll be next week because the Twins are playing there. But you start out at really nice ballparks, trying to play your way to the ultimate monument, which is Target Field. But CHS is perfect for on a day like this, Mike. Mini Met at Jordan, I mean, that is... It's one of those places. It's you drive back and you go past the little river and the stream there, and you park and you can sit up on the hillside if you want and watch the game, or you can sit in the grandstand, do whatever you want. And because those fences are dark and painted, the white ball just kind of jumps off bats, and it's just a fun place to watch a game. And of course, Seabrook Field is what it is, beautiful ballpark, and St. Cloud and Faber Fields, those two ballparks they got up there are just wonderful. So, yeah, they do a great job with the State High School Baseball Tournament.
Golf finished yesterday, and then lacrosse semis continued today for the girls and the boys, and a million things going on. Maxie, one thing I want to address with you real briefly, and we just chatted about it quickly at the end of your 740, but that was these college officials now who are just kind of getting tired of the criticism and the attacks on credibility. So all I read was a headline about the Southeastern Conference is exploring ways to publicly push back. I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what you can do in this day and age. You can probably, if people are savvy enough, and they are, they can figure out who refereed what game and who it was and where they live and where they work. All these guys that work these games are, they have jobs. They're bankers, they're lawyers, they're accountants, they're teachers, they're all those things. And then they referee a game on Saturday. Now, the SEC, obviously, everything gets dialed up because the crowds are so big and it's so intense in such football country. I haven't heard of a lot of problems in the Big Ten, and I've known, a fair amount. Minnesota, by the way, as you know, Dave, because you know a lot of them, they are producing more football referees right now than they ever have. Super Bowl playoffs, Big Ten, championship games, SEC. As many football referees, and Minnesota, I think, has 6 to 10 that are working between major college and the NFL right now. And of course, Jeff Seaman, Jerry Seaman's son, that did the Super Bowl a couple years ago. I mean, it's amazing right now how many referees we've got from this state.
Yeah, and they're kind of, I mean, you don't know it unless you know them personally, because they keep that pretty quiet.
Yeah, they keep it, you can't advertise it, but you there are people that work their way up. They do, the MIAC, they might do the NSIC, and then eventually you try to get a call to the Big Ten or something like that, or at least the Division I schedule, and it's systematic. And then they kind of rotate through who they take for the playoffs, and you get graded every game. And I mean, I don't know if people realize this. Besides the fans getting on, they get graded every play, as you know, Dave. Every play, every game, they get graded by their supervisors, and they get a grade. They have to call in the next day, and if you're the head of the officials, and go over each player, what the ones missed calls were. It is much more scientific. Then what you think Sid always used to talk about, we need full-time officials. And I remember talking to Bernie Kukar one day, who you know well, Dave, and he said, I don't know what more you can do to prepare for a game than what we do. We look at all these tapes. We look at the plays we missed, the ones we should. He said, I don't know what more you can do, and you better have a flexible job if you want to get into this, because it requires so much of you.
one day, Maxie, if you and I ever speak at a banquet together, we'll have to tell that story. You mentioned Sid, and I started thinking about the Big Ten official that refed his last game.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, we don't have time now, but maybe at a banquet
someday. Different day, different time.
We got a lot of them, but that one is right at the top. Okay, I've diverted as soon as you mentioned that. I can't wait. I love these matinee games with the Twins. Obviously, watching this 44-22 team win like this is just incredible. I would expect, Mike, and I'm going to walk over there after work today. I hope to see you over there. I'm going to buy you a Coke in the press box, hopefully, if you show up and when I'm there.
Right now it's just like the water's glass on the lake, so I was just driving by some of them. It's just a perfect day for a baseball team. You mentioned high school, the Twins, whatever it is. And, you know, they got to be thinking, if I'm the Twins, man, and I know they are, but I don't want to say that you're looking past anybody, but I'm all in trying to figure out who the Yankees, Houston, and the Red Sox are trying to trade for, because I'm gonna set myself up and I'm gonna assume I'm going to the playoffs, because I don't think there's any way they're not going to the playoffs and gonna run away with this division. And so they've got some really fun. And you know, Dave, they don't have to make any decisions about position players. They're set. If they want to trade one of them for pitching, okay, but they're set. They don't even have to think about that. All they have to focus on is maybe a starting pitcher and some relievers. And so it's really a fun time if you're in management for the Twins right now.
Happy birthday to our friend Ryan McDonough, the hockey player, 30 years old today, Maxie.
30 years old. We're going to trade to Tampa, a great leader from Creighton Durham Hall, University of Wisconsin there. And people just rave about him in terms of being a great teammate and all that he's done. And, of course, St. Louis won it last night, and McDonough was with the in New York and then down to Tampa, but he's had just a really kind of cool career there, and of course won it with Tampa. But St. Louis last night, that was something, and that's why the NHL is different than any other league, man. You just get in the playoffs and you got a chance, because it is razor thin between the top and the bottom.
Yeah, you're worst in the league in the middle of the season and you end up winning the Stanley Cup. That is a great, great story.
I don't even know. You know, I suppose it's happened. But how many times is there a coaching change during the season that team goes on and wins it? I'm sure it's happened, but boy, I don't remember it.
Yeah, you know, Mike Yeo, I hope, gets a little bit of credit for that. I know they got rid of him early in the season, but he obviously was there.
Remember when he took over St. Louis, when he got hired, and what happened? They ended up coming back and beating the Wild in the playoffs.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And he kind of rebounded the Blues and got him back into it, and then they knocked the Wild out in the first round of the playoffs. And so lots of stuff like that happens. Chuck Fletcher now has him in Philadelphia, in fact, as an assistant coach, I'm told. So he'll be working again for Chuck, which is kind of cool because Chuck fired him, you know?
Yeah.
But it tells you that there must be a real mutual respect that they were able to get through all that.
Yeah, I'm glad. That's a neat story there, too. Hey, Maxie, I'll look forward to seeing you out at the ballpark at noon.
Save me a brat.
You got it. It is 8:47. He is Mike Max on WCCO. And he's got the show tonight, too, at 6:30, right after the Twins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.